It's the show on KMOX. Chris Ranji, Amy Mark Scores, Kevin Wheeler with you here. And happy to be telling you about something that's coming up on Sunday, June 12th. That's going to be the Swinging for Impact at Top Golf. It's called the Swinging for Impact Top Golf Challenge. One of the many, many ways that our next guest gives back to the community on a regular basis through his own work, through the charitable work that has now grown and expanded to multiple places. Adam Wainwright, kind enough to spend a little time with us. First of all, Waino, thank you for doing this as you guys get ready to open a series against the Cubs up in Chicago. And also, just general thanks for the work you do, man. I know it means a lot to you, but certainly you deserve to hear that every once in a while.
Well, I'm a words of affirmation guy, so thanks for saying that. I appreciate you having me on, too, and, you know, just helping us promote the great work that Big League Impact's doing around the city and around the globe.
Well, I know Kevin mentioned it, but the Swinging for Impact at Top Golf, it is Sunday, June 12th, and I imagine people are wondering how they can be involved because they get to golf with some of their favorite Cardinals players.
That's right, and we got Jack Flaherty and Dakota Hudson and Paul Goldschmidt, myself, Tommy Edmond. I think Nolan Arenado is going to be there. We got a bunch of our players are going to be there, and we're going to have a great time. But we're going to compete. We want to beat you. You know, we're going to be competing. But you know what? At the end of the day, what we're there to do is we're there to raise a lot of money for a lot of people who are going to really benefit from us. We're going to have fun. We're going to compete. We're gonna answer questions and have some autographs and that kind of stuff and eat some good food and have great fun at Top Golf. But at the end of the day, the one goal that we have besides that is to make sure that we go out and help a lot of people from it, and that's what our main goal is at Big League Impact.
With Big League Impact, something that, I mean, this is a thing that you've been involved with for a very long time. When you have an event like this, or, you know, you had the karaoke thing, you know, you do that as well. But whose ideas are these? Are these things that you go, you know what, we have got to do this because this sounds like a lot of fun?
Well, I mean, everybody loves Top Golf too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, when we started Big League Impact in 2013, my brother and I started it. And when we started it, we wanted to do things differently. We wanted to have different sort of events. I had hosted a golf tournament for 8 years in a row, and I love charity golf tournaments, but everybody does a charity golf tournament. So I'm like, what can we do that's different? So we started doing fantasy football events. Mm-hmm. We started doing karaoke events. You know, we've done all kinds of crazy stuff, but I want it to be different. I want it to be unique. I want us to have, you know, I want our donors to walk away and go, man, that was fun. You know, that was a great time. That's more, almost as important as raising the money to me, is knowing that we're providing an experience for people that they'll never forget, you know, and I'll tell you what, I never forget these things either. I mean, just to know that we can go out and have fun together, and from it, people are going to have clean water, food, and shelter that they wouldn't have had before, that our organization's going to run, you know, for another year because of that kind of thing, and be able to help more and more people. That's really important to me, and it means the world.
And you guys do this in so many different ways. I mean, you have the water mission, Help One Now, you've Operation Food Search. There's so many different ways that these efforts help people. And I mean, I know that there are so many more you could probably add to it. You could probably add hundreds and hundreds of causes to it. But how have you had those brought to you, or what kind of put you in touch with the groups that you guys work mostly with?
Well, personal experience. My wife and I have been partnering with some of these groups for a long time. Water Mission has been a partner of ours for a long time. That's kind of how we got into the basic essential needs game, was we started helping them build water projects around the globe, and then we realized what an incredible thing that was. So we've just done more and more of those. And Food for the Hungry, we partnered with because they were doing incredible work in the Dominican Republic around baseball. And, you know, in the Dominican Republic, baseball is like everything. Mm-hmm. You know, it is king there. And all these kids and families around there, you know, if you have a baseball field, everybody in the area congregates in those areas. So we started doing these community centers there where they're teaching preschool. And so these parents are actually able to put their kids in preschool. They're actually able to go get a job because of that. They're teaching them vocational school there at these community centers. They are able to have night school there, and they're right next to these baseball fields. So they're already there. And so they're doing all these things. And also they serve as pharmacies too. So there's all this medicine in there, and it's just a complete town changing thing they were doing. So we got really involved with that because it was making such a big difference with people, but also had something to do with baseball. And that was really cool to us.
Well, in Big League. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, well, Big League Impact is obviously professional athletes, baseball players, but also like a network of musicians. And I always feel like there's this kinship between athletes and musicians. Musicians always have this thing. They want to play the sports, and athletes, a lot of the times, know how to play guitar or piano. Yeah. Was there a band or musician you were excited to work with?
Oh, man. I mean, I have great friends in the country music world that are big time stars, you know, that I've kind of just grown up around. I mean, Luke Bryan and I go way back to when I was graduating high school and my wife was in college, and he was at Georgia Southern and she was at Georgia Southern, and he was playing a little band called Naimi Road and playing little bars in Statesboro, Georgia. And Cole Swindell and I have been friends for a long time. And Cole used to sell T-shirts for Luke Bryan and write songs on the side. And then all of a sudden, Luke was like, all right, let me hear some of these songs you've been talking about. And then all of a sudden, he was like, dang, you are a pretty good songwriter. So he recorded a couple of his songs. And you know, that's something, you said it right. I mean, because I have aspirations of being a country music singer myself. But, you know, there's been a lot of different musicians and stuff that have inspired me over the years. And looking forward to working with lots of them.
Yeah, so you going to pair up with Joe West? Maybe you guys put out a record? not now, because he's retired, and, you know, 10 years from now, you'll be at some point doing that. You guys want to team up?
No, I don't think Joe would want to team up. he probably got tired of me bickering about, you know, baseball, so.
Oh, I know. I think he loves the attention. Honestly, he loves when people complain about him. Adam, I don't know if you're aware of Joe West. He never ejected you, did he?
No, I've never been ejected before. I've never been thrown out, and pushed him to the limits a couple of times, but not been thrown out. Every time I start thinking that I'm about to head that way, I start realizing the importance of my starts and how far, you know, when I go deeper in the game, how much that helps the bullpen. And, you know, and I try not to be selfish about it. You know, it is a team sport, and sometimes you can't help it. You know, sometimes you can't, these guys, especially the ones that play every day. Sometimes you just got to get it off your chest, or you're never going to let it go. And I haven't been to that point just yet. Hopefully I don't, but, don't put it past me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's still time. I don't know if you ever saw the Mark Burley ejection. He dropped his glove in frustration and Joe threw him out. If you haven't seen it, go back and watch it. It's unbelievable. But anyway, I hate to do this to you because I know you're going to turn 41 in a couple of months here. And I'm sorry, but I've already beaten you to 40. I've blown way past you. But to be doing what you're doing right now, and you're having a successful season again, to be doing this at this time, did you think, if you go back 6-7 years, did you still think you'd be as effective now as you are?
6 or 7 years, 14 and 15, yeah. 16, maybe. 17 and 18, I thought I was done completely. You know, I actually did quit in 18. Nobody knows that, really. I had been trying to rehab all season in 18, and it wasn't getting better, and I stopped throwing. I was over it. It was hurting so bad. You actually ended up having what they found out was a slight broken elbow in there, and I was pitching with it.
Wow.
And just a stress fracture in the elbow, big bone bruises, and, man, I'll tell you, that hurts bad. Mm. You know, it was hurting. Just picking my fork up, one time I dropped my fork on the table, it was hurting so bad. Jeez. And I thought I was done. The only reason I picked a ball up to throw it again was because Dominic Leone was rehabbing and he needed a catch partner. And after about a month of off time and kind of reinventing the way I threw the ball a little bit, taking it back a little differently, I was able to start getting it back to him. And, you know, 4 years later, I'm still playing the game where I thought I was going to be done. I literally thought I was done in 2018 for sure. I thought that was my last year halfway through. So what a blessing it's been. I mean, but here's the thing. When I'm healthy, I think I'm the best pitcher on the planet. You know, that's just, and whether I am or I'm not, that's what my brain thinks. That's what I need to think to get the most out of my abilities. So, and I believe it. You know, it's one thing to say it, it's another whole thing to believe it. And when I stop believing that, I'll retire. I mean, it's been a good run. But I know that when I'm out there clicking, I can still be pretty good at this game. And it doesn't make any sense to me that I'm still doing it. You know, literally 4 years ago, I thought I was done. To be still pitching is an incredible blessing. And I'm trying to honor God who gave me that ability and gave me this opportunity that I thought I was going to be done with years ago. Trying to honor the people who rehabbed me and worked so hard to get me back. Trying to honor, you know, all my teammates that deserve the best out of me. And so just trying to honor all those people that helped me get to where I'm at.
That is a hell of a story. All right, so we'll close on this, and you are not going to get the question about the R word. I know your stance on that. We're not going there. Just want to ask you how much fun you're having, because, you know, I talked to Kyle McClellan earlier. We had him in. He has the long interview with Albert that is up now on the Chattersbox podcast. I know he talked to you and Yachty. He's got a lot of other great things planned. But what's striking, when I was looking at you guys and having covered the team since 06, you guys look like every day is fun right now. Like, not just the three of you, but the young guys, everything else. How much fun are you guys having with the three of you guys kind of leading the way? And, you know, you guys are all with milestones seemingly every time you're in the lineup. Every time you and Yachty go out there, it's a new milestone. What is that like?
We're having fun. I can't even lie to you. We're having probably more fun than we ever have. the other day pitching against the Padres at home, it's probably the most fun I've had in years pitching. I was just, you know, it was just so much fun. And that's another reason why I'm still doing it. You know, that's another reason why Yachty's still doing it, why Albert's still doing it. It's because it's still fun to us, you know. We still think we can contribute, and it's still fun. And those are the two big things, you know. If we felt like we couldn't be good anymore, if we felt like we couldn't help the team anymore, if we felt like we were hindering them, we wouldn't play. If we weren't having fun anymore, which is what happened to me in 18, it wasn't fun anymore when I was hurting so bad. But when we're still having fun and we still feel like we can contribute, then that's a good recipe for success. And we have a great team. We have a team that could win everything this year. We could win the World Series if we play like we have the ability to play. And that's what the key is to go out there, have fun, play to the best of your abilities, you know, live up to the height that we went into this season with big expectations, where we said that if we didn't win the World Series, we're going to be disappointed. Our manager said that the very first week he was interviewed, which we loved that, you know. If he'd have said, yeah, we're, you know, hopefully we can, you know, maybe win our division and then get beat in the first round. I mean, who wants to hear that, you know? The goal is to win. The goal is to win the World Series, and if that's not the goal, then go home. Go play for somebody else or retire, and that is still our goal. That is still what we believe we can do, and we're going to go out there and try to do it.
Want to remind everybody, Swinging for Impact Top Golf Challenge coming up Sunday, June 12th. Now, I want to remind everybody, too, you want to sign up by Monday. That's June 6th. So sign up by Monday to get a spot. It's bigleagueimpact.org/topgolf-STL, or just go to bigleagueimpact.org. You can find the right spot. Adam, thank you so much, man. We appreciate your story. Keep up the great work. Good luck in Chicago, and keep having fun, man.
All right. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, guys.
Adam Wainwright here on your home for the Cardinals, KMOX. By the way, Cardinals and Cubs tonight at 7:05 here on your home for the Cardinals.